Thousands of people in New York City are expected to lose their jobs in the coming weeks as Lehman Brothers goes through bankruptcy, and Merrill Lynch is absorbed by Bank of America. To talk about the impact on New York's job market and how job seekers should proceed in this challenging environment, we called Sarah Needleman. She's the careers reporter for the Wall Street Journal. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
What would be your advice to Lehman and Merrill employees right now?
Well, one piece of advice would be to immediately launch job searches. This is not the time to take a break and reassess. The competition is extremely stiff, and those who are proactive about their job searches and get moving right away will have the best chances of landing a new employer.
Now, for those who still have jobs in financial services, how worried should they be?
They should be definitely concerned about their futures and should go ahead and launch job searches, prepare their resume, talk to recruiters, talk to their network, because it's certainly possible that they will find themselves out of a job. And if it turns out that they don't, then so be it. But there's nothing wrong with preparing in advance and really tapping your network, getting a feel for what's out there, letting people know that you may be on the market, and getting an idea of what your options might be.
Now, in the financial services sector, who do you think is most vulnerable in this environment?
Anybody in a non-revenue-producing role is probably the most vulnerable. The investment banks, hedge funds, et cetera, that are going to snap up people from Lehman and Merrill are going to be the ones that are revenue producers that can help generate profit and really affect the bottom line. So for folks in softer roles like human resources or public relations or administration or operations, these folks are going to have a tougher time finding jobs because the industry is consolidating and you don't need two of every kind, so to speak. So for those folks, the challenge is going to be finding a limited number of opportunities. And my best piece of advice for those folks would be to look outside of financial services or to be flexible. In other words, look outside of maybe the New York metro area. Consider smaller employers. Even consider going outside of the financial services industry and looking at perhaps consulting work or looking to some of the other industries that are really growing right now. Healthcare is indeed one of the most highly growing industries. Governments, life sciences, these are some areas that are strong and that job hunters should be looking in.
Right. Now, if you can't find a job and happen to have some money saved, I guess there's always grad school, right?
Sure. A lot of folks do turn to higher education during economic downturns, and that is certainly an option. It's no guarantee that the job market will be in a better shape 2 years from now or 4 years from now, depending on the type of program you choose. But it is one safe harbor on a temporary basis and is something that some folks might want to consider if they have no other choice.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Sarah.
Thanks for having me.
Sarah Needleman is the careers reporter for The Wall Street Journal. This is Morning Edition on WNYC.